B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the question of the day.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your investment at DryTechCorp.com.
Let's go to the answering machine.
Yes, the question of the day was, and it's 610-771-9705. Who is the GOAT amongst everything in honor of Serena Williams? Let's see what we have today.
The GOAT of all times, President Donald J. Trump. We better survive this. America first.
Now he sent that to try to get like a reaction. Next.
So I'm going to tell you who is the GOAT, and it is me. And here is why. Because I feel like I am the best female caller you have on your show. And I appreciate you all, and I love you all. I remember years back, you know, prior show, I didn't hear females. And now I'm hearing them. So come on, ladies, get your voices out there.
That's right.
Now, I think a name would have worked.
That's Laura.
Okay.
I would love...
that the one that got on Hunter the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's her. Fine, Laura. I'm not going to say who the GOAT is. But it's a kind of a violation to call yourself the GOAT.
Yeah, see, this is where my trouble... She's going to really not like me now, even though I love her support tremendously, and she's fantastic. I agree with what her belief is, 1,000%. But within her describing what needs to happen, which is more women to call in, it is a bit of a violation to call yourself.
Yes. No. Oh, by the way, Booney confirmed. Yeah, Monica Seles did win 3 slams off of Graf. They were 6-4 with Graf being the older player. Her ascending, she was 4 once against her after she got stabbed. It changed. I'm talking about Graf had started having the big advantage after the stabbing. And thank you, Booney.
Hey, it's me again. Just real quick, on my last comment, Hunter, you do not qualify for the guy. I love you all. You're still on my list. Okay, bye.
Oh, no. Oh, now she is the GOAT. Laura's the GOAT. Laura's the GOAT.
Wow. Hunter, you got anything to say to that?
I mean, just a look of disbelief in these eyes right now. I don't even know where to go from here. Maybe we can talk things out tomorrow if she gives us a bus.
Yeah. This guy would be Willie Mays. He's still alive. He's the greatest athlete on the face of the earth.
I have no issues with Willie Mays.
I think that's a great one.
Yeah, I have no issues with Willie Mays being the GOAT. I would love to be as good as this as Willie Mays was at baseball. Yes.
But the GOATs of GOATs, a name that you see all the time but doesn't get enough recognition with the people, Dick Wolf. Shout out to that man and all the entertainment he's provided over the years.
Hold on.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf.
Hold on. Now, we are obviously part of the NBC family, and Dick Wolf shows... are all over the place. But before we conclude, if you come up with one formula and you duplicate that exact same formula over and over and over and over and over again and never have a new original idea once in your life, how could you be considered the TV GOAT?
Because they're that popular.
No, his shows are that popular.
If it works.
No.
University of Penn grad.
There you go.
I have no issues with Dick Wolf in that way. What I'm saying is you can't have Law & Order, then have a Law & Order SVU, then do Chicago Police, then do Chicago Fire.
Why not?
And they just do, you can do that. But for me to say, how many TV shows have been on? We talk about I Love Lucy. We talk about, we got to go back. We're going back to Flip Wilson's show. We gotta rate all the shows in the history of TV. And you mean to tell me that if you come up with one formula and just duplicate it, and every time he tries to go outside of it, like what was that one criminal intent where they showed the ending and then you had to, like they showed the crime? None of those ever worked. The one with like Vincent D'Onofrio on it. Whenever he varies from the script, the show fails. But he just does the same exact script. Can you be considered the GOAT? It'd be like if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just shot the skyhook, didn't do anything else, didn't block shots, didn't rebound, just did the skyhook, would he be considered the GOAT?
Is that more impressive that he's got one bag of tricks and he's still dominating that effectively?
I see your argument, though. I can understand
that. I'm just saying that I love the Dick Wolf programs. These are great, great programs, okay? SVU is my favorite, although... It fell off when Staber first left, but you get the point. But is he the GOAT with just one formula?
I think the argument can be made.
I do.
Lorne Michaels.
I mean, that's another one.
Now, he did SNL, but he also has executive produced a lot of shows like
Big Bang Theory and stuff like that. Yeah.
He's done other things other than SNL.
Right, sketch comedy.
Other than just sketch comedy.
See, this is why I see your argument.
Like, if he did SNL and did Mad TV.
Same thing.
Right. That doesn't make you the GOAT. Don't you have to have some variation in the bag of tricks?
I think a GOAT is in the eye of the beholder.
I agree, yeah.
That's like you being a politician. I'll tell you, best politician on this show, Ricky Pitalico.
There you
but
go.
Is he the GOAT?
Never getting into politics, ever.
I didn't mean
not actual politics.
I didn't mean literally.
And that's not ever with a question mark. That is ever.
All right. Thank you. That was. Yes, that took a turn. That was the question of the day. Thanks for people to call in the answer machine. The number 61077.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.